Time now for a little light entertainment. In many parts of the world, autumn is a time for festivals of light. Some are spiritual, others are just for fun, but they all include the beauty of light. From Yipeng in Thailand to Bonfire Night in England, here are four light festivals to enjoy.
Sky lanterns. Every November, around the time of the full moon, tens of thousands of lanterns are released into the skies over Chiang Mai in North Thailand. Each lantern, Buddhist tradition says, represents a spiritual wish on someone's part for release from sadness or forgiveness for past mistakes. If your lantern disappears into the night sky before its fire burns out, it's considered to be a good sign, although how anyone can track their lantern among all the others is another question. The Chiang Mai Lantern Festival, or Yipeng, dates from the 1200s, but in the modern era represents a danger for planes, which have to be redirected. Indeed, anyone caught launching one near an airport today could face the death penalty. Luckily, an equally splendid lantern festival, Loy Krathong, takes place all over Thailand at the same time. The difference is that the lanterns, often just made of stale bread, decorated with flowers and a candle, are placed on water and float away on river currents. It's a lot less hazardous and probably makes the ducks happy too.
Pumpkin Festival. The New Hampshire Pumpkin Festival in America isn't old. It began in 1991, but it's fun. In short, the idea is to gather as many Halloween lanterns as possible in one place. The current record is from 2013, with 30,581 lanterns. Surprisingly, there were riots in 2014, which has reduced the numbers since.
Diwali. This five-day festival, celebrated in late October or early November, is a key moment of the Hindu calendar. A time of family feasts and shopping, its main day is marked by people placing small clay oil lamps or candles outside their doors and windows and around temples to celebrate the victory of light over darkness and good over evil. Although Hindu in origin, it is also celebrated by Sikhs, Jains and some Buddhists, and so is a holiday in many countries.
Bonfire Night. On November 5, 1605, Catholic terrorists tried to blow up Parliament in London. Their failure to do so has been celebrated ever since with a night of bonfires and fireworks all over England. A little grotesquely, the tradition also involves throwing a human mannequin on top of the fire, which is supposed to represent Guy Fawkes, one of the plotters.